tuned in to the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 81. And my name is DJ Chuang, coming to you again from Orange County, California. And our featured guest on this episode is Nils Smith, visiting us for a second time. And he is the Innovation Pastor at Community Bible Church San Antonio, Texas, and its online campus pastor at onlinechurch.com. And on this episode, Nils shares with us the exclusive content that they create for their online church, how they do ministry effectively on Facebook, why they allow online members, and the incredible ministry opportunity for online church that he wants to help you implement in your church. I've talked with Nils Smith a bunch of times beyond this episode this past week, including co-presenting with him during a workshop at a Leadership Network collaborative event, and always a joy to connect with him, and I hope to have him as a regular here on the Social Media Church Podcast. Here's my conversation with Nils Smith, the Innovation Pastor at onlinechurch.com. And welcome back, Nils Smith, the first social media pastor in the world. And he's been part of Community Bible Church for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, something like that.
It's been 3.5 years.
3.5. It seems like 5 or 6, you know, because the digital world moves so fast. It's like dog years. And he's also written a book since we last talked on Social Media Church. He was episode number 2. And so a lot's happened in almost 2 years. So I want to catch up on what have you changed and what have you done at CBC Online since that time? Or just what's happened in the past year, just to make it a little easier to remember.
So much has changed. We actually purchased the URL, onlinechurch.com. So that was a big shift for us. So we went through an entire rebranding process. We realized CBC Online is the Canadian broadcasting channel to the world. Outside of San Antonio, people don't know who CBC is. So that rebranding was a great thing. We shifted to shorter messages, and I don't know if we were doing that before, but most of our services are about 30 minutes online with a 20-minute message preached directly to the camera. And we've seen our Facebook community continue to grow. I think we're at about 450,000 now on our Facebook page, and the global community. We just did stats last week. The U.S. is our 7th largest country that we reach. So we really, our global base has continued to grow. Hungary was our top. Hungary, Turkey, a lot in the Middle East, Egypt, and Philippines and Pakistan. So really, we're seeing a lot of that global community developing. And our perspective has changed too. We felt like we were taking our church to the world, where now I would say we just connected our church to the world, because the world now is probably ministering to our church more than we're ministering to the world. But by taking online church and connecting to the world with our worship experiences, we're finding that half of our online church leaders are outside of the U.S. And they're ministering to our local members who get online. And so it's been a neat thing. We continue to be amazed and blown away by what God does. And we continue to believe that we're just getting started, and that what we see as online church right now will look radically different a year or 2 years from today.
Get that right. You are actually creating specific content just for your online church. You're not copying or recording the Sunday sermon that's delivered before a congregation. You're actually recording one just for your online church to engage the audience of your online church. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. So we just did it as an experiment. Our preacher on Monday took his sermon and then preached directly to the camera, because the problem was we had a lot of local references, and honestly, it was longer. So when he preached to the camera, he cut it down to 20 minutes, not intentionally, but just naturally. It was shorter, and we saw our engagement rate double. So people were staying on twice as long because he was communicating directly to them. Now, we don't always do that now. It's probably 75% directly to the camera, 25% from the weekend, depending on really how they're feeling, how, you know, exhausted they are from the weekend. But we do that is our preference, and our pastors have found that they're far more effective preaching directly to the camera. Our next step with that is worship for the camera. And I say for the camera, for the audience on the other side of the screen. And so doing more music video type videos, or we just know that having a worship experience or video for a live room and then watching that on a camera just isn't very engaging.
That's amazing. And are you doing these special online worship services an hour, every hour on the hour, or do you do it at specific times to hit those time zones?
Yes. Yeah, so we use the principles of broadcast television with the connectivity of social media with the purposes of the church. And so we're always looking at, you know, evangelism, discipleship. What does that look like? And the broadcast television, that they break it up in 15 minute or 30 minutes, 1 hour blocks. So we really use 15 minute blocks. So we have some, we actually more recently have started recording 7 minute messages with, you know, say 6 minutes of music, having a 15 minute worship experience packaged. And then we'll put that with a 45 minute where we maybe took a 35 minute sermon, added a couple of songs. We have a 45 minute worship experience. So we have 24 hour worship streaming. You'll likely only see a minute to a minute and a half gap between services. So we're always looking at hitting that kind of 15 minute mark. But I think the other thing that we do that's very unique is we rebroadcast our old messages. So about 40% of our audience each week is new, and they're finding us through advertising or whatever other ways that they're finding us. And we know that if I'm new to a website, for me to wait a week to come back to it for new content, I'm going to forget about it in a week. That's an eternity in digital time. And so we want 30 minutes after they just watched their first message for them to find something different. And 30 minutes after that, we want to find something different. So we highlight a new message each week, just like, you know, A&E, by highlight a new Duck Dynasty episode each week, yet they're playing old episodes all throughout the week. So we really reutilize our old content consistently on the platform as well.
Like a cable network kind of thing.
Right. And so we're using those principles of broadcast television, and they have figured out how to engage an audience for an ongoing portion of time, not just for one 30-minute block a week, because they don't want you just to stay on 30 minutes. They want to hook you during that 30 minutes so you're on all the time.
That's so amazing. That's such a different paradigm of engaging your audience rather than just kind of cycling through the same thing once a week or the same content all week. But right. You're actually engaging them for hours at a time, potentially. And then what do you do after people are engaged? How do you keep them coming back, and how do you take them through the path of discipleship?
You know, we follow a lot of the methods that we do on our campus here. And so we follow up with all first-time visitors that we get their you know, data, information for follow-up. Our goal, just like our goal here at our physical campus, is to get them connected in a small group. So we offer online groups. We generally do those through Facebook groups. And we want them to get connected in community and in Bible study. So we follow up, get them connected in a Bible study. And then from there, our goal is get them connected in leadership. And so that's how we have a lot of our online leaders are overseas, is they've kind of gone through that funnel of they attended a worship experience, that they started attending regularly, they got connected in a group, and then they became a leader. And we actually have a membership process. So after they're in a group, if they want to lead, we have a membership a video that they can watch and form for them to fill out, where they're committing to the purposes and to the doctrine of CBC. And then they can become a leader and serve just like anyone else at our physical campus can do.
I just hear you allow online members that never step foot into your physical campuses.
Absolutely. Because when you think about what church membership is, it really has very little to do with physical connection. It's about spiritual connection and about relationships and serving the body of Christ. And so as we look at those digital, honestly, a lot of our digital members are far more connected and involved than our physical members, because and I don't know that there's any reason that they are, but they're committed to what we believe. They're committed to giving to the church. They're committed to serving the church, and they're committed to our doctrine and our foundations and our mission. And so we don't see it any different than we do our physical membership. The class is different because we don't we don't have a physical place that you come and gather, and we can't give them a physical tour of the church like we do here, but we don't see it any different. We put them in the same thing in our database, you know, same pool in our database. They're fully members.
And has your staff grown, like, blossomed, or are you able to mobilize people through volunteers?
Both. I mean, we have about 75 to 80 volunteers involved in follow up as host and prayer team. We have one individual. So my role has expanded to where I manage a lot of other things at the church as well. So I provide oversight and direction for online church. And then Chris Trapudi is our online church director. So he's the one really hands-on with the volunteers that's making sure all of our videos are scheduled, uploaded, that the follow-up is happening with the new believers, with first-time guests. So he's the systems guy that's really, he's the one that's making it all happen. And then I have a social media manager as well here at the church that manages all social media, including our online church social network. So I've gotten some help, but it's a volunteer effort. And we have, you know, honestly, we've got volunteers that some of them 15, 20 hours a week, that they love it. And they find real meaning. And we always say too, that we're the only ministry that you can volunteer in your PJs. So you can volunteer anywhere, anytime.
And part of that magic is just how well you use the whole Facebook platform, and that's integrated into your online church, as well as your follow-up and your volunteer and your groups, and just the data that is underneath the iceberg that most of us never see.
Right. You know, we feel like that online church, and even church in general, when we talk about online church, we're often talking about our worship gatherings. And even as we talk about church, we say we're going to church. We're talking about we're going to a worship gathering. But the church is the community, and it's where people are connecting and engaged in community. And for us, that happens on Facebook. And so we gather for worship at onlinechurch.com. But our church community is at facebook.com/CBCOnline. And that's where the relationships are happening. And then beyond that, it's happening in private messages or groups within Facebook. And so we found that there are 1.2 billion active users on Facebook, and we want to evangelize to them. And then we want to use that platform for discipleship and every other purpose, and fellowship and every other purpose of our church. So Facebook has really, Mark Zuckerberg has created, in my mind, one of the greatest ministry tools ever imaginable.
Is disproportionately engaging people there. I mean, 400,000 plus likes on your Facebook page, and it's getting better than average engagement ratio and people talking about. As Social Media Church, I just recently published a list of the top churches on Facebook. And you're like in the top 10, even though your church is not necessarily in the largest 10 churches in America. And so
right.
I mean, there's something you're doing that's just incredible. And I want to leave the questions open so that people can respond to it rather than answering all the questions for them.
Okay.
And keep the conversation going here. Great. And you're working on a couple of other projects. One is a book. You got a book published about social media, and it's a really handy handbook. Although, how long ago was that? And some of it might be a little bit outdated. You want to comment about your book?
Yeah. So it's called Social Media Guide for Ministry. And really what happened, DJ, is I have a deep passion to help church leaders, you know, learn from what we're doing. And really, I just have a deep passion for social media. I've seen the opportunities, I've seen the effectiveness of it. And I just feel like the church is behind when it comes to technology in general and social media, though. I mean, I read a lot of business magazines. You can't read a business magazine without half of it seeing just, you know, this social media news, you know, this company doing this. It's transformed everything, you know, in our lives. And so I was honestly getting a lot of emails like, I see what you're doing. I see you have 100,000 back then, 100,000 Facebook fans. Can you share with me? So I was sending a lot of emails trying to help church leaders. And so I ended up just creating a PDF document that I could just send out. Group Publishing got a hold of that and asked if they could publish it. And said, sure. And through their platform, and they expanded that PDF document into a full book. It's like a booklet. It's a quick read, easy to read, in really just simple terms of, here's what Facebook is, here's what Twitter is, here's why you should use it. And here's just some basic step-by-steps It's not a nerdy, you know, strategic social media. It's just a basic foundational understanding of social media and how it can be used for ministry. And it's a lot of just tips and tricks of things we've learned here at CBC over the last year. So some of the social networks have changed. Snapchat wasn't even around when I wrote my book. I still don't know how you use it for ministry, but it's that things have changed, but the foundations haven't. And honestly, half my book is about Facebook. And it's still, if I were to rewrite it, I'd probably do 75% about Facebook, because that's the platform I feel like every church needs to be fully invested in.
Churches out there that are listening, Nils would be a great candidate to be writing about how to use Facebook for ministry. I think that'd be worth an entire book.
I agree.
And not just the theory, but really the real life examples and stories of how lives are being transformed, and the technical systems and processes also. And I love the book that you put together. It's a handy handbook. It's like a reference guide. You know, instead of reading all these explanations and getting bogged down in step by step, it's just a handy reference guide, and you pick it up, put it back. And those are kind of books I really appreciate, rather than just all these books that pontificate about these ideas for chapters and chapters. So great work there. And then you're working on this online conference. Can you give us a little hint of what's coming in 2014 this summer?
Yeah. So just like what we've done with social media, we feel like the next level for churches is really the foundation of what I've done with onlinechurch.com. Is I feel like the church is just missing an incredible opportunity. Not taking advantage of online church. There's, you know, maybe I think you've got a list of over 100. I think it should be over 1,000. We reach our digital attendance has surpassed our physical attendance. We're reaching 16,000 people a week from 160 different countries. And it's not that we're doing anything that special. I feel like every church could be reaching 60, you know, and we just want to help more churches do that. So we're launching a network that we're calling Online Church Leaders, and we'll have more information soon, that we just want to train up church leaders. And CBC has been generous for me to allow me to use my time to build this platform. And my friends Jay Cranda at Saddleback and Alan George at Life Church and several others, and I'm gonna hit you up, DJ, as well, have really said we want to help invest in future leaders. We want to give away all of our secrets. There are no secrets to this. We want to give you all of our training resources and get you ahead so that you can jump in. It's not expensive. It's not that time consuming. It's just an incredible ministry opportunity that every church should be taking advantage of. So we want to teach churches how to do that and give them all the resources they need. So that's what we're pulling together. So the next 2 months, we should be launching, and you'll you should have some news of when that's coming together. So it'll be, we're going to put on some online events, and we're going to put on, we're going to just have like a website that just has everything in it. So every volunteer guide, every first time visitor follow up, every strategy document that we have, we're just going to put it all out there and make it available for church leaders.
And when you say make it available, am I hearing in between the lines that this is going to be free?
It'll be free.
Wow.
You know, that's a good question. I appreciate you saying that. You know, LifeChurch.tv has taught, I feel like, churches so much about generosity, and taught us and me personally so much. And our leadership and my executive pastor, when he first started talking about it, said, of course, we're going to make this free, right? And I was so grateful that he, you know, embraced that. And so we're following their lead. They're giving away the technology. I mean, Church Online platform is free. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And so we want to take what they've modeled. And now, so we're going to give, they're giving away technology. We want to give away leadership. And here, you know, there's no more excuses. Every church is creating great content every week with a video camera. You can take the content that you're already creating. You use these free or very inexpensive resources that will show you how to use and reach the world. And it's not that complicated.
I can't wait to see it. And as you're describing this, I'm like, man, you got to just get a landing page up and then catch the email addresses so that when it launches, people can be right there in the front seats to
it will. Engage with you. I'll tell you what, by the time this podcast is out, if they go to onlinechurchleaders.com,
yes,
that we'll have that up and ready to go.
Excellent. I mean, I don't even have a catcher's page on my own podcast, so I'm feeling a little bit ashamed, but I don't want you to lose that opportunity.
I appreciate it, DJ.
Okay. Well, great connecting with you again, Nils. Any closing word for us? I want you to be here on a regular basis, you know, not this 2-year gap thing. We got to have you here at least twice a year, maybe once a quarter, just to check in, because you're on the bleeding edge of technology and you're so generous with what you're learning.
I appreciate you leading this conversation and really pushing the church. What you're doing is incredible. And I learned so much from the other leaders you have on and just you personally and the leadership that you have in the kingdom. And so thanks for everything you do.
Thank you for those kind words, Nils. Great to have Nils Smith join us here again on the Social Media Church podcast. You'll want to check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net and check out his book. Check out the onlinechurchleaders.com website. You'll definitely want to bookmark that, add your email there. And at the show notes, you'll also be able to click through to episode number 2 when Nils Smith was here on the Social Media Church way back when. And I hope to have him on as a regular from time to time. Let me know if you would like that too. Let me know through social media or email or even our voicemail line. You can call in at 9493-543216. The number again, 9493-543216. And of course, we're on Twitter and Facebook and Google+. You can find the links at socialmediachurch.net. Much easier for me to point you to the website than to try to spell out those usernames, because I've had to use alternative usernames because of space limitation and some others grabbing usernames before I did. The web address is socialmediachurch.net. And another word of thanks to Leadership Network for simulcasting and syndicating our content here at the Social Media Church podcast. Have enjoyed working with them for over 5 years now and always grateful for the networking and the relationships and the resources that they provide to the church at large. And a word of thanks to you, my listeners, for subscribing and adding a review on the iTunes store if you happen to be over on the iOS platform. I know many of you are also on the Android platform and perhaps listening through the web. Whichever way you like to engage with the content here, thank you for being a listener and a subscriber. My name is DJ Chuang for the Social Media Church podcast, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.